This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A ban on industrial wind projects. That's the recommendation by the executive board of the Northeastern Vermont Development Association, hoping the full board will agree and push for that industrial wind project ban in its regional plan. Now, here for our Friday regional report is Robin Smith, a reporter for the Orleans County Record. That's an edition of the Caledonian Record. And Robin Smith, great to speak with you again.
Great to be here.
Now, the Northeastern Vermont Development Association, it's the regional planning commission for the Northeast Kingdom. Why does the executive committee want this ban?
Well, it's not something they've just decided on a whim. The Northeast Kingdom's hosted two big, in fact, the biggest wind projects in Vermont already, in Sheffield and in Lowell. And they were expecting another one in the Essex County area, Ferdinand, Brighton, Newark. The decision was made to ask for a moratorium, actually, of 3 years. That failed in the legislature, but the association, MVDA, as it's known locally, went ahead and studied it for a couple years. They looked at the need for it, the costs on transmission lines, the impact on local economy, the health, and their decision in the end was that it just wasn't worth the cost to put up more wind projects, mostly, I think, because you'd have to upgrade the transmission lines in northeastern Vermont in order to have any more here.
Now, we're talking about this recommendation for the regional plan for the NVDA. Does that really have any legal weight, that regional plan?
You know, it doesn't. The Public Service Board, which is the state utility regulators, they aren't required to go by whatever town and regional plans say. And quite a few towns now in the Northeast Kingdom and some elsewhere say no industrial wind turbines are allowed. But it does carry some weight. It's not something that you should just go willy-nilly and say, well, we don't care what locals want. This is Vermont. And there has been some move to try and include what the local planners see for their area. The trouble is, of course, is that the state's energy plan calls for a lot of renewables in the future, and you've got to put them somewhere. Northeast Kingdom folks say, well, put them somewhere else.
Now, at one time, the regional plan did support wind towers. What happened to bring about this big shift in wind power support? You've already mentioned the cost and things like transmission lines. Is there anything else that caused this shift?
Well, I mean, the original plan in 2007, that was in place when everybody liked the idea of wind projects. It sounded good, but there wasn't any wind projects in the area. Well, the area has experienced the Lowell Wind Project, Kingdom Community Wind, and Sheffield, and the impacts on the concerns that some people who live close to it have on health, that's become an issue. There is some data showing that it affects property values, not just because of the view, but because people don't want to live close to hear it and have those health issues. Also, right now, the Northeast Kingdom generates more power than we use, so we're an exporter of electricity now. So there's a sense that, you know, and unless somebody wants to spend a lot of money on upgrading transmission lines, it just doesn't make financial sense to do it here.
You know, Robin, just this week, there was testimony in Montpelier from some of the utility executives who were saying that wind power is the way, really the only way, to have Vermont meet that goal of getting a certain percentage of its renewable power by 2017. This is setting up, it looks like, a split, a kind of showdown here with the utility executive saying one thing and folks in the Northeast Kingdom, where a lot of these wind towers would go, saying very much another.
Well, the thing is, it is dependent on who's going to build that project. Green Mountain Power built Lowell, and they can generate energy and have it at cost. If a merchant developer comes in, what I mean by that is they build it and then they sell it at a retail rate to Green Mountain Power, Vermont Electric Co-op, the savings aren't there. Yeah, it might benefit the energy portfolios and things like that, but it's not the same. It takes a lot of time and money to put one of these projects through. It's 2015. There's no way that a new wind project would go up in northern Vermont or anywhere really in time for that 2017 deadline. I'd like to see how they could do it based on the regulations.
And Robin, what's next? When will the full board vote on this?
They're expected to look at it at their next full board meeting in March. And I have no doubt it will be approved as is. They might tweak it a bit, put it in the regional plan. And there is some hope that other regional planners around the state will take a look at what MVDA has done here in the Northeast Kingdom and consider the same to drive the discussion in the legislature about whether industrial wind is indeed what the way we should go. They're saying go solar and go efficiencies and other ways to wean Vermont off cheap oil, which we have these days.
Robin Smith is a reporter for the Orleans County Record. That's an edition of the Caledonian Record. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome.